This is the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State podcast, folks. Folks, y'all better be tuning into this podcast, folks. I know there's a few out there, but y'all sleeping on this podcast. Of course, this podcast is all about what I just say, Kansas State athletics, folks. I live here in Manhattan, Kansas, and this is some of a mini recap of what went down against Baylor last night on the men's side. And of course, we'll talk, this will be even talk a little bit further into this, a little bit deeper on episode 86 of the Purple Project Podcast quickly with my co-host Alex Aiden. But yeah, after a tie ball game, K-State definitely Baylor better than they did in the first meeting. Of course, K-State was coming off that emotional loss at the final second at the hands of KU. You turn around a couple of weeks later, okay, you're off a two-game winning streak. Then last night, of course, that all comes to end there in the start of the second half, which played a key run for 10th-ranked Baylor at the time there, as Baylor used a huge run, some 19-4 run there to put K-State behind the eight ball, and K-State got close with over with just around 90 minutes remaining in this game last night, but it was not enough in this ball game here. 75-60 loss to Baylor last night there, and it drops them, K-State I'm talking about, to 12-11 and 4-7 now in the Big 12 conference there. Yeah, all talks of that, and you're probably going to hear this again on the weekly edition, all talks of NCAA playoff berth, unless somehow a miracle happens, goes down the wayside with this team. And certainly enough, I mean, when you have one of your best players, or probably the best player on your team, who drops 35 against KU in Bramlage and did the same thing almost to a T, Nigel Pack, that I'm talking about, big game Pack, I'm going to talk about, 31 last night, and it's Baylor, and you lose. Yeah, I mean, you got to get – Mark Smith had a good first half as well. He had he and Pat had 13 points at halftime. This game, folks, was locked in a 34-34 all-tie game in this game. And K-State, I guess, K-State did not come out, and Baylor made the adjustments like they do. Baylor is the defending national champions. They come out, and yeah, they just took it to K-State early, and K-State went into what do I always say in this podcast when K-State does not score. They go into these droughts here. They miss a couple of shots here and there, and Baylor just came out of the locker room, wanted it more. They wanted it more, and it paid dividends in this basketball game here. And Marquise Noel got in a lot of foul trouble. That didn't help him. Marquise Noel got shut out. So your 1-2 punch from Nigel Pack and Mark Smith, 31-17 respectively. You don't get nothing from the rest of the game, for your crew for the rest of the day. Mark, you usually get 10-15 from him. You get nothing from your third score. Yeah, that's probably the difference of the game. Marquise Noel getting foul trouble, early foul trouble. He had, what, I believe 3 fouls after the first half, if I'm not mistaken here. So, yeah, K-State, you don't get enough scoring. Nigel Pack basically scores half of your points. In this one, Mark Smith had 17, and the rest, yeah, you can figure it out for yourselves there. You get nothing. The most points you get is Luke Kasupke, who had 26 minutes, who played 26 minutes and only had 4 points in the ball game. That is the most outside of Smith and Pack. You get 3 from a girl, 2 from Ezeku and Carlton Lingard. You get nothing from Mishud. I think he's been struggling a little bit as of late. You get nothing from him. So, yeah, when you get We get nothing from your supporting cast at home. When you would try to win an upset a big game like Baylor, you got to get support. You got to get help from your supporting cast. And they didn't do it. They didn't have it last night. And very stunning. I had to do a double take on the box score. Marquise Noel shut out in the box score. This is not going to cut it. If you're gonna string a big upset down this road here, and yeah, their NCAA chances are done. I'm gonna say that right now on this podcast. You heard it right here on the Pro Project Podcast on February, as I'm recording this, the night after February 10th, 2022. Yeah, so they dropped 4-7 in the conference and 12-11 after a 15-point loss last night on the women's side. Last night in this one, I said it on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly last week. I was concerned about the road woes for K-State women, and it pops up again here. Baylor just just kicked our ass last. I said it. Yep, they kicked our ass last night on the women's side. Of course, K-State upset Baylor. The women's team did a few weeks ago. Handed Baylor, and Baylor, I guess, they did Baylor things. They were pissed off, and it is dominant. We didn't even see, to the point that Jeff Mitty didn't even put his first team in, and obviously, for whatever reason, in this game, 95-50 in this one. There's just no way around it here. Briley Glenn, who I talked about on yesterday's, daily podcast, led the squad with 10 points in this one. Ayoka Lee, no double-double, I believe, for the second straight game. 8 points, 6 rebounds for Ayoka Lee, and an assist. Briley Glenn had 10 points and 2 rebounds in the game here. And then we saw a lot of this bench. Simone Goodrich, shout out, 9 points in 28 minutes in play, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. In the game, and I don't know what happened with Serena Sundell in this one. I have to do a little bit deeper, maybe a slight deeper dive. I would assume by the scoring line here that she got hurt in this one, and that is not good. If that is the case, that is not good. Only played 3 minutes. We did see a lot of Goodrich and Jada Moore. Also, shout out Jada Moore, 25 minutes. 5 points of 2 of 4 shooting. This also hurts because you don't get really anything much from Ayoka Lee, who usually scores double-double in this one. And yeah, K-State women got hammered into submission last night, 95-50 in this one. There's not much really to say about that. Obviously, a little bit more deeper dive with my man, with my co-host, Alex AA, Alex Aiden, a little bit later on as we'll get together to record episode 86. Of the weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Just looking at the standing side for only the women, they're all alone in fifth place right now. They dropped to fifth, and KU jumps them in the conference now, as they both actually will meet in Sunflower Showdown Part 2 coming up this weekend. K-State, K-State will look to sweep the season series there, but of course, KU gave him a run not too long ago. So K-State, the road woes continue, and that was my big concern heading into these stretch of games this week. You got 2 in a row, and you have not played very well, and it continues. And you're gonna have to figure it out. I mean, if that is the case, what I have to say about Serena? If you can get production from your guards there, that's a good sign right there. But the big negative sign, you don't have Sundell, so I'm gonna have to read into it. Watch a little bit of the post conference, see what happened with your one of your talented guards, young guards as well. So that's a big hit for K-State if they can't able to go with her. But if you get production, that's 9 plus 5. That's 15 points right there, and that's more points than Briley Glenn and Ayoka Lee combined. How about that? The stack, 15 points, charted up by Shimone Goodrich and Jada Moore, over more points than Briley Glenn, who had 10, which led K-State last night, and Ilkley's 8 points as well. So, wow. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening with the road inconsistencies there, but they got KU next in Lawrence, and the way that KU played here at Bramlage, that kind of trouble. So we'll see what happens there. But yep, we got swept by Baylor last night in them games last night. The closest one, men blew out, lost by 15, and the women getting hammered there. They lose by over 40 points in the game. Respectively, K-State women now 17-7 overall, 7-5 in the conference. Men 12 dropped to 12-11, 4-7 in the Big 12 Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. So, Spotify, Apple, Google, Audio Boom, Amazon, and a couple more places out there, including Player FM as well. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. And remember, episode 86 of Triple P comes out tomorrow. We are not going to, obviously, with Super Bowl Sunday on Sunday, I will post a little something, a daily day still there as well. So that's going to do it for right now. I'm going to put an end to this for now. A lot more deeper dive into this. Look for that on episode 86 tomorrow night. Do a deeper conversation about this team, these teams moving forward as well. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.